There are many issues that plague youth. The church acts as a safe haven. It provides a place where youth can come together to hear the Word of God. Upper Room Media presents to you this Youth Talk, delivered from Sydney, Australia.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I'd like to talk to you today about a reflection of the apostles. Yesterday we celebrate the Feast of the Apostles, and I would like to reflect a little bit on their lives. One particular topic I would like to tell you, to talk to you about is St. Peter, when he celebrates the last passion that the Lord attended. He left his family. St. Peter was married, and he has kids. And he was with Jesus in the last week of the Passion. He was with him in the Last Supper. And thinking of St. Peter as one example of the apostles, usually in the feast day, exactly the same as like the feast of the Jews, people like to be together. If you tell your mom that I'm going to be with my friend, I'm not going to come to attend the feast, I will go somewhere. I think your mom won't be very happy. She say, this is the feast. I would love to have all of you. Some people come from interstate, make sure to come on the night of the feast to be all together, because it is lovely in the night of the feast to be all together. But look at St. Peter. Left his family. He was married and has kids. But he left his family. He was with the Lord in this feast and in the two feasts before. We know from the Bible that he was with the Lord. I would like to speak to you tonight about a concept or an idea in our spiritual life. And this idea is leaving something for the sake of the Lord. This is what I would like to talk to you about tonight. Leaving something for the sake of the Lord. Dare to leave something for the sake of the Lord. When you leave something, you are showing your love. And this is the real relationship to God. As Andrew Bossi was speaking to us today and say, love is not a noun, it is a verb, it's an action. Leaving something for the sake of the Lord is an action of love to the Lord. It's very important in our spiritual life to practice leaving something for the sake of the Lord. Usually Satan tried to hold us with the desires, with our desires, would like to hold in things in the world. I don't want to leave something. And usually Satan is controlling us through our desires or our would like to have things on earth. And Satan caught us in that. Eve, at the beginning of our Bible, she liked very much to look into the fruits of the tree. And Satan came to her and say, how beautiful is this fruit? And she said, yes, it is so beautiful. And he said, would you like to eat from this fruit? And she has two options. One option to say, no, I'm not very much interested in these fruits. The second one is the fruit looks nice and it is very beautiful and I would like to have it. If she has the idea to leave this desire to have this fruit, Satan cannot control her. The idea of Satan controlling us through our desires make us chained by Satan. And the only way to get away from this chain is by the idea of leaving, something for the sake of the Lord. Sometimes people who love money very much, they can do something wrong because they love this money. And Satan knows them very well, so he tried to give them money. In the story of Saint Anthony, when he went to go to the monastery, Satan put some gold in front of him. This is the story of Saint Anthony. And he always doesn't look into that gold. He put money in front of him. And he was not attached to this. Sometimes Satan controls us with the love of money. We can lie to get some more money from Centrelink, for example, or from some place that loving of the money allow me to do that. And if you leave the love of the money, you will feel yourself much more stronger. One day, one of the fathers say something very nice about our spirit. He says that our spirit is like an eagle, and usually eagle doesn't stay on the ground. Eagle loves to fly very high, and if you put a very heavy sack of stone and tie the eagle with it, the eagle will suffer to lift himself up. But if this weight of stone dropping one by one, the eagle will be able to fly high. This is our spirit. When we are attached ourselves very much to the desire of the world, when we cannot leave the things that the Lord attach us to eat very much, we are like the eagle. Our spirit is very much chained and very much put down to earth because we cannot leave. For example, some person love very much to listen to songs, much more than normal, all the day long listen to songs. And this person come and say after some time that I'm swearing, I'm saying some of the words that I listen in the songs, a bad word. And he cannot get healed of that without leaving. I leave that for your sake, Lord. I will leave listening to those songs for your sake, because it brings me down. It teaches me how to swear. It gets the concepts, bad concepts in my mind, because the words of these songs that I'm listening all the day is definitely not the words of God. It doesn't have love. It has sexual things, and my mind became very sexual because I'm listening to these songs all the time. What is the way out of it? Leave for the sake of the Lord. I leave that for the sake of the Lord. Saint Peter said a lovely word. He said to the Lord one time, he told him, see Lord, that we left everything and we followed you. And he make it very clear, and he make it very much loud, and we hear it with Saint Peter. I left everything, Lord. We see you. We left everything and followed you, and that's why Saint Peter became a very, very great disciple and a man of God. The art of leaving something for the sake of the Lord is your way to come close to the Lord. Without leaving something for the sake of the Lord, you are not really practicing your love to the Lord, and you are really attached to earth very much, much more than going up to heaven. Second point I would like to talk to you is examples of people who left things for the Lord. I have four examples to talk to you about. The first example is a rich man. You remember the story of the rich man who came to the Lord, and the Lord loved him. The Bible says that the Lord loved this rich man. And he came to the Lord and said, I would like to follow you, Lord. Tell me something. And the Lord asked him, do you know the Bible? Do you know the commandments? And of course, the Lord knows before he told this rich youth, he knows that he is doing that. And the man said, I known all the commandments by heart, Lord, from the beginning. And he told him, can you leave something for me? Can you leave and be my disciple? To be in the level of my disciple, please leave that. And the Lord loves the youth. That's why he asked him to do that. The Bible said it was not a harsh from the Lord. It was not harsh from Jesus. But he loved him. And he said that I would like you to be one of my disciples. I would like you to be in the level of St. Peter and St. Paul and St. Matthew. I would like you to be in that level. And the man asked the Lord Jesus, and he told him, what would you like me to do? And say, can you leave your money? Because the man was very rich, and the man was attached to his money. Say, can you leave that? If you can leave that, I'm going to make out of you a disciple. And I'm going to make out of you a man in heaven, like a book of Revelation saying, he's going to sit on the 12 seats and judge the world. Because this is what the disciples are going to do. The Lord would like to promote him, but the man was very attached to his money. So you know the rest of the story, remember what the man said? The man didn't want to leave his money. And he went, said, the Bible said, he went, said, he didn't want to leave, and he went, said, what's going to happen if he decided to leave the love of money? He's going to be very, very happy, and he's going to have this high rank in heaven. The idea of leaving something for the sake of the Lord, dare to leave something for the sake of the Lord. If this youth decides that I will leave the love of money, I'm going to be much more happy with the Lord. But he went sad, and Jesus looked at him and he loved him and say, one day he will come. That is not written in the Bible, but it is written in the tradition of the Jews that this man came back to the Lord, and he did leave his money and followed the Lord. You have to leave something to gain the Lord. You have to learn how to leave something. Saint Damiana was very rich, and she was a daughter of a governor, and she left that. And she said that, Lord, I'm not going to live as a daughter of a governor, a very rich man living in a very big house, but I'm going to live. And once she left that, the Lord made out of her a great saint. And the Lord gave her 40 other nuns that is attached to her, loved her very much, and she was the leader of those other 40 nuns. He gave her a name that is higher than any name, that miracles happened with Saint Mary. Many books written every year about the miracles that happened by Saint Damiana, because she did leave. She did leave the house of her father and the luxury life she used to live for the sake of the Lord, and the Lord granted her a lot. She did leave something. Saint Anthony, actually all the saints in our church, just pick any picture around you, and you will find that those people leave something of the world, and the Lord reward them with a great spirit, with a great joy. Any saint here, Saint Anthony, for example, he was very rich, and he decided to leave his money, and to leave his wife, to leave his sister, and he go and worship the Lord. And what is the result of that? That Saint Anthony became a man of God, a man that his Satans are scared from him. And he did live all his life happy. That Saint Athanasius, the patriarch, when was a big challenge for the church with Arius heresy, he asked Saint Anthony to come and come out from the mountain and just come and talk to the people. And the people love Saint Anthony very much. And Saint Anthony never regret. If you ask Saint Anthony, did you regret leaving these 300 acres of a very good land? He was very rich to follow the Lord. He will tell you, no, I haven't regret that. My life with the Lord was full of miracles. He put a lot of joy in my heart. That is the experience of Saint Anthony. Another example of leaving something for the sake of the Lord is Joseph in the Old Testament. When the lady came to him and she offered herself to him to commit adultery and either to stay in the house of Potiphar, the head of the police at that time, and to have work, guarantee work and guarantee position in the house and being secured in his life, or leave the desire. He did leave the desire. The lady, being a wife of a minister, she was very pretty, very attractive. But he said, no, I don't want to attach myself to this beauty. I don't want to attach myself to this lady. So he did leave. He did leave his desire. And the Lord made out of him a very successful person in all his life. And he rewarded him a lot. So I would like to talk to you tonight and stress the point of dare to leave something for the sake of the Lord. Fasting in our church, it is a practice that all the churches are practicing since the beginning of Christianity. And the reason of fasting is not that the Lord is like to punish us, or we are going to do something that is abnormal to the world outside. But the idea of fasting is to decide to leave something for the sake of the Lord. This is the philosophy of fasting. We fast because we would like to tell the Lord, we leave the love of food for your sake. I'm not eating what I used to eat of delicious things, of chocolate, ice cream, and all this lovely stuff that we all enjoy to eat. For your sake, I leave that. And this is the first step. This is kindergarten of living. But the saints, I told you, they lived much, much more than fasting, just some food. They did live a lot of things. The last example I tell you about someone who did live a lot is a saint, maybe not very famous. He's called Amba Bimwa. He did live in the 4th century. And this man was very strong in asceticism. Like, he doesn't give rest to his body. And he would like to live food. And he would like to... He was a monk living in a cell. But he desired very much to live a lot. So he was living the rest of the body by praying a lot of times. He didn't have enough food. He fasted for many days. He did leave much of the desire of the body for the sake of the Lord. He decided to do that. And something happened very lovely to him almost at the end of his life. Very, very lovely. That never happened to any saint before. Make this saint in our church very famous. That the Lord appeared to him just a couple of years before his departure. And he told him, "My beloved Bimwa, it's enough, Habibi. Don't do any. I really appreciate what you have done. Don't do any more of this asceticism things you are doing." And this is recorded in his life story, that the Lord Jesus appeared to him and comforted him and say, "Enough of your love. You loved me a lot, and you left a lot of things for my sake." So those people are heroes in leaving the world and the chains that Satan put on them, and they grow very, very high in spiritual life because of their decision and their daring to leave something for the sake of the Lord. What the third point I would like to talk to you about, what can we leave for the sake of the Lord? Practical things we can leave for the sake of the Lord. I tell you a story that happened with me when I was younger than your age, many, many years ago. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, so you cannot work out how old I am. So it is happened when I was first year uni. And I went for the first time to spend the 3 days in the monastery. It was my first time to spend some days in the monastery. And we did live lovely 3 days, 4 days, 3 nights, in attending tasbiha, in attending mass every day, in listening to talk from monks every night. We have one monk to give us a talk, and they taught us how to go at the time of sunset to go to the mountain and to spend 1 hour contemplation by ourselves. It was so, so sweet. And I remember when we came out of the monastery, heading back to Cairo, where I used to live, and we get into a hire car. And the man in the hire car put some songs that I used to enjoy those songs. And something happened to me that my ear and my feeling was not tuned to those songs anymore. I did live 4 days in the monastery, in tasbiha, in prayer, in masses, in spiritual life, and I hated those songs. When I went to the car, I felt that's ugly. That's not nice. And I desire to be a monk on that day. I said that life in the monastery is so, so beautiful, and I desire to be a monk because I enjoyed very much leaving this world. I didn't feel that this world is as beautiful and as sweet for me as staying in the monastery. So I really encourage you to leave the world some days. Go to a monastery. We have San Shinoda Monastery. And you go to the monastery and spend some good time in the monastery away from the world. Leave the world and spend the 3-4 days a week in the monastery. You are going to test how beautiful to be away from the world, away from everyday type of life you are doing, and go to a monastery. Thank God that we have also a convent at the moment. We have a monastery for girls, and we have Omena Katrina in a monastery close to Blue Mountain. Probably most of you have visited already this monastery. If not, please ask me or ask any of the fathers, how can we get there to spend some good time? Two or three of you, you can go. And the Umina Katrina loved very much to open the monastery for the girls to go and spend some time with her. So this is something you really feel, that how can I leave the world, physically leave the world and live with the Lord for a couple of days in a monastery. The second thing you can think of leaving is my comfort in general. Sometimes you would like to pray at night, but your body is very weak and you would like to sleep. And you say that, I am very tired. You say that, I am very tired, Lord. The day was very long and I don't want to, or I can't. I can't stand up and pray. Because I prefer the comfort of the body. I don't want to make my body a bit tired. And I pray my night prayer. Something that you can really leave for the sake of the Lord is your comfort, the comfort of your body. I can wake up, although the day was long, although that I am tired, I can say, I am not for the comfort of my body, but I have to complete my prayer at night. I have to stand in front of the Lord and complete my prayer. Sometimes you come to church late on Sunday, and the reason of that is comfort. I would like to sleep longer. I am worshiping my body. I am worshiping my comfort, and I would like to stay longer in bed on Sunday. And don't allow this to happen. I say, it doesn't really matter. I go to the church early and on time, and I'm not the person to seek the comfort all the time for my body. This is a very tricky thing of Satan, that it the spoiling of my body. I told you a story a couple of weeks ago on Sunday in a sermon, and I'd like to repeat it again about Pope Shenouda. This story happened with Abuna Daoud Lam'i, and during his visit to us a couple of weeks ago, he said this story, and it really touched my heart, that one day he was in America with Pope Shenouda, visiting America, and in the morning he went to take the Pope from his room. They were together in the same house. And Pope Shenouda told him, come in, I would like to tell you a story, something. Yani. فألو, yes, Your Holiness, what would you like to tell me? He was a very good friend with Pope Shenouda, Abuna Daoud Lam'i. And he told him, you know, yesterday what happened with me, I went to bed after a very long day, and Abuna Daoud Lam'i said that they worked almost 18 or 19 hours going from one place to another place with the Pope, and they were extremely tired. And the Pope at that time was about 85 years of age, very old man, very, very old man. And he told him, after I left you, I went to my room, and I told the Lord, the Kedah, frankly, Lord, I'm very tired, and I'm not going to pray my prayer tonight. Please forgive me. Good night, I'm going to bed, and I'm not going to pray tonight. And Abuna Daoud Lam'i mentioned that the Pope, anyway, all the 19 hours, is prayers. He didn't do anything except a prayer. Pray in the morning in the Mass, after that consecrating a church. So he prayed and he visited Misharif Min, so he opened the Bible and he prayed. Like all his day, anyway, was prayer. But the Pope told him that I was very lazy at night and I didn't want to pray. And the story goes like, after a few minutes, the Pope said, let me just say Our Father who art in heaven before I go to bed. I have to say something to the Lord. But you are very tired. His body telling him, you are extremely tired. You are 85 years of age, worked for 19 hours, and your body needs some rest. You will wake up tomorrow. You have a very busy schedule tomorrow. But he said, no, that's fine. I go stand up and say Our Father. So he stood up and he said, Our Father who art in heaven. And then after that, he said, but it is not proper not to thank the Lord of the good day. We spent a very good day in service, and many souls has been touched, and they have done many good service. Let me say thanksgiving prayer. So he continued saying thanksgiving prayer. And after he finished thanksgiving prayer, being very tired, he said, but it's not proper to say a repentant prayer because I'm a sinner. I have to say to the Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord, according to your loving kindness. So he decided to pray to the Lord the Psalm 50. And he told Abuna Dawood Lam'i that after this, I don't feel the pain of my body, so I can continue my whole prayer. I don't know what is the whole prayer of the Pope, maybe saying the midnight prayer fully or something like that. I think this is a good example for us, that the Pope doesn't really care much about his comfort. St. Paul was very proud of himself when he wrote, when he said in the Bible that I have labored, I put a lot of effort, much more than the rest of the disciples. He was very happy and very proud. Is not the comfort, is not, they are not seeking the comfort of the body, but they are seeking how to make the body, on the contrary, suffer for the sake of the service and for the sake of being with the Lord. Something you need really to leave for the sake of the Lord is the comfort of your body. If there is a mass at night, in one occasion I will come. I'm not going to spoil my body very much, and I'm not going to seek the comfort of my body when it comes to the Lord. You came from work, or you came from uni, full of, the day was full, and you really need to read your Bible. And you say, no, I'm not going to read my Bible today. I really need some rest. I really need to go out with my friend to have coffee or to spend the night somewhere. It is not the time. I have read a lot today in the uni, or I concentrate a lot in my work today. I will comfort my body. Leave the comfort of your body. One of the recently ordained priests said something really very nice that touched my heart very much. He said that when I used to live in the world, working in the world, I used to escape my job, like to, as much as I can, I cut corner and finish early, and maybe one day I call sick and I don't go. I try very much to minimize the amount of work I'm doing. But when I'm serving the Lord, it is totally different. It is opposite. I would like very much to invest my time, to invest my capabilities to serve the Lord. I'm not seeking my comfort, but I am seeking to work for the Lord, to labor for the Lord. So one thing you can leave for the Lord is the comfort of your body, because Satan working on that very much to stop you from praying at night, from reading your Bible, from going visitation if you are a Sunday school teacher, from taking your kids to go to the monastery and spend some time with your kids because of the comfort of my body. I would like the comfort of the body. So second thing you can leave is the comfort, the idea of I am comforting my body on the account of worshiping the Lord. Third thing you can leave, and the last thing I say tonight, is leaving anything against the commandments. Like if anything you are doing and this is against the teaching of the Lord, just leave it. Dare to leave it. Say, no, the Lord doesn't like that. I know one youth says in confession a very lovely thing. He said that when my eyes would like to look into something bad, either in the street or in the bus or in the train or any scene which is not proper scene, it affects my purity. I just tell the Lord that you said, Lord, that if you look into a lady lustfully, you are committing adultery, and I don't want to commit that. So he closed his eyes. So I like that very much. The idea of anything against the commandment and the teaching of the Lord, I can leave the thing, although it is attractive, although that I would like to look at it, but it is against the teaching and the commandment of the Lord. One day, a young youth, year 10, came to me and confessed, younger than year 10 maybe, and he said something very nice in confession. He said, every sin he said, he related it to the commandment of the Lord. Like, for example, he say, I lie, however the Bible said don't lie, so I have done this sin. So he measured his life, the sin for him, the confession for him, is I measure my life to the teaching of Jesus. I leave anything that is against the teaching of Jesus. I respect his commandments very much. If a person, for example, is a group of my friends at work, say, let us go to a party or let us drink something that you don't like to go into that, you may tell yourself, no, I would leave the social, I would leave the relationship that I have for the sake of the commandment of the Lord. This is what you really need to leave. Anything against the teaching of the Lord, leave it quickly. And again, this reminds me of Joseph in the Old Testament when he told the lady, he told her, it's not proper. The Lord won't be happy if I touch you. If I commit adultery with you, the Lord won't be happy. So I can leave things which is against the teaching of the Lord and the commandment of the Lord. Lying is against the teaching of the Lord. So I should not lie at any price. Looking into bad stuff on computer is not pleasing the Lord at all. So I shouldn't do that. I leave, I try, I pray, go to my confession father every now and then and confess that many times and ask the Lord, create in me a pure heart, O Lord. But I should leave that because it is against the teaching of the Lord. Bad relationship, a friend of mine that takes me away from the Lord, and I feel that I will leave that for the sake of the Lord. So the idea of leaving for the sake of the Lord is bringing a lot of blessing to our life, and it strengthens the spirituality of our life. And the people of the Lord dare to leave. If you are would like to test yourself, am I truly a son of God? Am I truly a person that worship God? The real measurement of that, how much I live for the sake of the Lord. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Does anyone have any questions for Abuna? I have a question, Abuna. You know, when you were saying about like Pope Shenouda, for me personally, like, maybe I can do that one day and be a hero, but the next day I'm gone. How do you be persistent?
I think very much worshiping the Lord is not an option. Like you have 24 hours a day. You can promise the Lord that I cannot have a day, Lord, without prayer and without reading my Bible. It's a commitment to the Lord. I think Pope Shenouda came to that level. Like, how come I go to my bed, Lord, without it? I have been all my life. I have to offer you some of my time. I have 24 hours a day. How can I spend the 24 hours in the world and I don't give you anything? This is unfair. This is not beautiful. So he has that feeling that how come I cannot give you what I used to give every day? So prayers, your prayers and reading the Bible, put it as honest in front of God. I cannot spend the 24 hours and stealing your time, Lord, without offering you some of my time. So this will encourage you really very much to be committed to pray every day. There is a verse in the Psalms of David that says a tree that is in the running water of the river, it will bring a lot of fruits. A person who are praying every night will bring a lot of fruits. A person who is reading his Bible every night is going to bring a lot of fruits. A very blessed man came one day and in our church and he said, Abuna, please forgive me. Last Sunday, I haven't made it to church. And they say, may the Lord forgive you. Please come. And he said, no, it is not easy for me. It is really hard that I didn't come to church last week. In the last 20 years, I never felt one day to come to the Sunday. Sunday is the day of the Lord. And this man is extremely, extremely, extremely full of the grace of the Lord. Maybe only because this consistent in coming to the church every Sunday. His life is so beautiful. But this is in front of the eye of the Lord. Is so, so, so beautiful, so sweet that the man cannot go anywhere on Sunday except to start his day in the church. So imagine when you offer the Lord at night to pray. Is that too much? Is that too much to offer the Lord that before I go to my bed, I'll spend 10 minutes with you in reading my Agbaya. Are you much more older than Pop Shenouda? Are you more busy than Pop Shenouda? If Pop Shenouda cannot go to his bed without praying his Agbaya, how can you be relaxed and happy when you go to your bed without reading your Agbaya and without praying? Make it really, be serious in your spiritual life, and you will see the blessing and the fruits of your consistency and of your seriousness with the Lord. Definitely the Lord is going to reward you, definitely. And the reward of the Lord is amazing when you have peace, when you have joy, when you feel that I am very much close to the Lord, that He is beside me and He is protecting me. The story that is written one day in Sydney Morning Herald about a lady here in Australia. She used to study in UTS, and she had a lecture very late at night, and she finished her lecture walking in the tunnel. There is a tunnel that she goes to the train station, and it was very late at night, and there was a guy that is like very evil and scary, and she came across this guy, and she was very scared, so she started to pray to the Lord, because she's a good Christian. She asked the Lord, "The Lord is my shepherd, please help me and protect me." And she passed the man, and the man didn't do anything for her. And she thanked the Lord. She said, "Thank you, Lord," after that. And she felt the protection of the Lord very close to her. This is the beauty of being close to the Lord, that you really ask and you are going to get. And next day, in the morning, she heard in the radio that the police asking any information at 10:30 at night on the tunnel, taking to the central station because a girl has been attacked and raped at that time. And it was the time exactly that this girl was there. So she called the police and she said, "Yes, I was there." And she said, "Do you know, remember the man?" She said, "Yes, more or less I remember how he looks like." And they bring a couple of people in front of her to pick the man out of them to be approved. And she picked him straight away. She looked at him. This is the guy who was walking in the tunnel. And the guy confessed that he raped this girl. And the girl came to him just to enjoy the protection of the Lord more and to confirm to herself that really it is something heavenly who protected me. And she asked the guy, she said, "Do you remember me? I was few minutes before you attack this girl. What stopped you from attacking me?" And the man answered and said that, "Are you crazy? How can I attack you while two big guys were walking beside you?" And there was no one. She was by herself. And she thanked the Lord that the protection of the Lord is saving her from being raped and the experience of a man, a stranger, an ugly man raping her. And this is the fruits, this is the gifts of the Lord to His people. I feel safe. I feel that the Lord is with me always. I feel that I'm not alone. I feel that my life is protected by the Almighty God. And this is the beauty when you are really honest with the Lord in your prayer and reading the Bible.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.